Whatever you or I are engaged in doing, there are really only two options. As Yoda said in Star Wars Episode 5, do or do not. And of course he then went on to say, there is no try. I'll try. I'll do my best. I'll see what I can do. A lot of people use these phrases when being asked to do something, and you and I have a pretty good idea they're not going to do anything about the topic in question. What does try really mean? Unless we're talking about a rugby football match, it's quite clear. UK dictionaries define to try as follows. Cambridge Essential British gives two core meanings, to attempt to do something, and to do, test, taste, etc., something to discover if it works or if you like it. Oxford also defines it as making an attempt or effort, and as using, doing, or testing something to see whether it's suitable. But as you and I know, this isn't what people really mean when they say, I'll try. A try, outside the realm of rugby, is defined as, by Oxford, as an act of trying something new or different to see if it is good, suitable, etc. And Cambridge Learners gives it as an attempt to do something. In my experience and opinion, the only valid use of try is as an experiment, as defined in both dictionaries. You could say, legitimately, Edison tried many thousands of times to make a light bulb which worked, which equates try to attempt, which is the word I use when I try to do something. But going back to the statement from Yoda, when Luke's ship had sunk in the swamp, Luke's response, I'll try, referred to his belief he could not lift the ship out of the swamp by the power of the mind, which Yoda then demonstrated as entirely possible. Still, I'll try is used as a get out, as are the similar phrases which really mean someone has no real intention of doing anything. You see, the dictionary definitions of an attempt and so on still mean something has to be done. To try, in the correct sense, you and I must do. Continuing the Star Wars theme, there are a myriad of things we as spiritual human beings can do that have forgotten or never learned how. Luke no longer knew how he could achieve the task until Yoda taught him. It is said we only use 10% of our brain power. This isn't true. We use all of it. But, like an iceberg, we aren't really aware of the 90% of our mind, our unconscious or subconscious mind, our operating system, which is under the water. But that's really another story I'll look at another time. What's the point of all this? The real point is you and I have to decide. To decide whether or not we are going to do whatever it might be. And not the point, we have to decide when. If we do decide to go ahead with it, we will start, and by when we expect to finish. Like Edison, we don't need a time frame. The job is done when it's done, which leads to the next decision. Are we really going to do this? Are we really determined to complete it, to finish the job? If the timescale matters, then it's likely to be decided by external forces. Planting crops, for example, has to be done before the end of the planting season, and we could apply the same thinking to other activities. Trying is doing, making as many attempts to finish the job as we can, getting help if necessary, learning what we need to do along the way, and so on. There is no try, only do.